So why do people settle for a partner? Let me share with you some anecdotes from prominent people, actress and activist Emma Watson. I guess Emma Watson was actually the Hermione character in Harry Potter. Not sure. My brain is playing up with me. Hey Zesties, welcome back to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. In this show, we talk about personal development, society, and culture, so if those are the topics that you're interested in, then please keep on listening. Last season, we discussed about the Netflix show entitled Indian Matchmaking, which, of course, is about Indian matchmaking. And the main matchmaker featured on the show is Seema from Mumbai. I noticed that she always kept telling to her clients that they cannot get everything on their wish list or criteria and should compromise. And interestingly, Zesties, I also got an email from a listener named Mitch from California who said, "Hi, Gleeful Talk Show. I recently listened to the Indian matchmaking episode. I like listening to personal development and experiences on your podcast, so I am hoping you could make an advice segment. And for this, can I ask for advice or opinion? I am already 37 years old, but still single. Everyone, if not most, of my friends have partners. What is your advice for us single women who struggle to find a mate?" Hi, Mitch from California. Thanks for listening to the show. I am so glad that you liked listening to those personal development segments, and I would be very happy to make episodes about advice and such, so keep your questions coming. So Mitch, you are 37 years old, and I would always say that age is just a number. I am also in my 30s, but my heart is still at my 20s, if you know what I mean. I still watch anime and rom-coms and whatnot, but that's not the point of this episode, actually, I'm just saying. Anyway, Mitch, I completely understand what you mean, in all honesty. I think that being surrounded with people who have partners is also not helping, right? But I'm not saying that you ditch your friends. I was just thinking of whether you're open to going with a group that are all single ladies. And if you don't have friends who are single ladies, I would recommend trying out a new social club. It wouldn't hurt. And you might find more people who are similar as you and who can relate with your situation. Also, I think that the mindset would need to slightly change a little bit. Like, don't focus too much on finding a mate, but focus on being happy. When you are happy, it radiates on the outside. I would say that finding yourself first is the very first step, and all others will follow. So when you are happy, you will be healthier, you will be glowing on the outside, you find yourself with happy people as well, and then maybe you will find a mate. But if you don't, it's also not the end of the world too. Because what's worse is settling with someone just for the sake of having a partner. And that doesn't even mean that for those people who have partners, they're happy with their partners. You don't know what happens on closed doors, right? And if you like to have kids and don't have a partner yet, I believe there are a lot of options if we dig into it further. Like, I know that people freeze their eggs and find a sperm donor. If you have the financial means to do so, that would be good. Also, other people become secondary parents to their nieces and nephews, and others become stepmoms when they find a partner. Being open to the universe's possibilities opens up those possibilities as well, if you know what I mean. I certainly believe that the universe gives us the energy that we put out there. So, Mitch, I recommend focusing on yourself first and not settling when you find some potential partner. Cliche as it sounds, it does work. And I also wanted to share a personal anecdote. So when I was around my mid to late 20s, I experienced a breakup where I found that my boyfriend was cheating on me. And it was sad at first, of course. There's some crying and some wine happening there. But I got to my feet after a couple of months and focused on myself. I focused on things that made me happy, and at that time it was like playing music, going to these bars and playing guitar, playing music, and of course meeting the people and friends that I didn't have the chance to spend a lot of time with because I was in a relationship. And then I had a chance encounter with a former colleague, and now he's my husband. So long story short, Mitch, being 37 and single isn't too bad at all. In fact, think of it as you've got lots of options and more time for yourself. If you shift your mindset in this way, I think a lot of better things will come along. Now, Zesties, I wanted to delve deeper into the topic about not settling when finding a partner. According to a recent study by the Pew Research Center, nearly half of all adults in the United States have been in a long-term relationship or married to someone they've settled for. This is a concerning statistic that highlights the importance of choosing a partner wisely. So, why do people settle for a partner? It's a question that has baffled many of us. Based on research studies and anecdotal evidence, there are top five reasons why people settle in relationships. First and foremost, the fear of being alone. Many people settle because they fear being alone. They believe that being in a mediocre relationship is better than being alone and lonely. And that's why there are a lot of broken homes as well, Zesties. I think we shouldn't equate being alone to loneliness because there are people who have a lot of people around them but are still lonely. The second reason is the societal pressure. Some people feel societal pressure to be in a relationship, especially as they get older. They may feel like they need to settle for someone who is not a good fit just to avoid being alone. So I would say maybe this was one of the reasons that Mitch has emailed us here. But Mitch, you're not alone. A lot of people feel these pressures from society, especially, of course, if a lot of your peers have partners already. And it's not something to be ashamed about, but something that we would need to acknowledge the reason. So once we acknowledge, this will set you free, basically. So you will not think that there's something wrong with you, but it's just you're feeling because of the pressure from society. Another reason from the research is low self-esteem. People with low self-esteem may settle for someone who does not treat them well or does not make them happy because they believe they do not deserve anything better. I think there was a movie before, it's called The Wallflower, and there's a very good quote from there, and I think it's also a pretty popular quote. This is not verbatim, but as far as I remember, something about we accept the love that we think we deserve. And if we think that we deserve this type of love, then we would accept that kind of treatment from our partners. So I think once we recognize our self-esteem, perhaps, then that would trigger us to realize that this isn't actually what we deserve. We deserve something better than this. Another reason from the research is fear of missing out. In today's society, there is a constant pressure to find the perfect partner and have the perfect relationship. Some people settle because they fear missing out on this idealized version of love. And I guess social media is also contributing to this factor because a lot of people share their perfect lives on Instagram, their perfect partner. You know, like these lovey-dovey videos and photos with them together. But in reality, we don't really know whether they are happy, right? Social media is just a facade, I would say. And the fifth reason is convenience. Some people settle for a partner because it's convenient. they may be comfortable with their partner and not want to risk being single again. So they stay away in a relationship even if it is not fulfilling. All of the reasons I think would be somewhat correlated with each other as well. So it is important for us to recognize these reasons and work through them in order to find a partner who truly makes us happy and fulfilled. But you would ask, isn't it better to have someone than no one at all? Well, not necessarily so, because when you settle for someone, you are compromising your own values and needs. This can lead to an unfulfilling and unhappy relationship in the long run. You may end up feeling stuck or trapped in a relationship that you don't really want to be in. So I guess it's more of thinking ahead or delving deeper into your feelings. Whether is this really someone who values me, values my principles as well? It's more of thinking in the long run as well, if you know what I mean. Because some relationships, they start off very happy because it's all just on the surface. The happiness would just be on the surface. But once you spend more time with that person, then you realize that, oh, this is just not a deep type of relationship. And sometimes people will stick it through because they would think that the person will change or something like that, or it's just a phase. But I think it would depend on you, the person who is on that relationship, to really understand and realize the situation you are in. And prominent relationship expert Esther Perel stresses the importance of individual growth in a relationship. Settling for someone who doesn't challenge you or encourage your growth can lead to stagnation and a lack of fulfillment. It's important to find a partner who supports your personal growth and development. I guess we see these in people who say that they outgrew each other. I guess somewhat like that. And outgrowing in a relationship, it's sometimes necessary so that you can grow on your own. And it doesn't mean that the relationship was wrong. So I guess if you find yourself outgrowing the relationship, it's better to move on rather than being stuck there, you know, because you will be unhappy forever, if you know what I mean. So people would ask, what should I look for in a partner? Well, according to the Gottman Institute, a research-based approach to relationships, there are 7 essential qualities that make for a successful relationship. This includes trust, commitment, mutual respect, emotional support, shared values, shared interests, and effective communication. It's also important to take your time getting to know someone before committing to a long-term relationship. And again, this is a little bit different with different cultures, because as we watch the Indian matchmaking show, the Indian culture is more of like they marry first and then they get to know better. But this is more of like the Western approach, or a much more generalized approach to relationship. And I think whichever works better with you, go for it. A study published in the Journal of Marriage and Family found that couples who date for at least 3 years before getting engaged have a lower divorce rate than those who date for shorter periods of time. Of course, Zesties, again, this is more of like a generalized approach, like more of what generally works. And for my case, actually, I think we only dated for a year and then we got married. Anyway, but if you're already in a relationship and you feel like you settled, it's never too late to reassess your relationship and make changes if necessary. Again, it takes a brave heart to do this. And if you feel like you've settled for someone, it's important to communicate your feelings with your partner. Try to have an open and honest conversation about what you're feeling and what you want in a relationship. What you want and what he wants, or vice versa, isn't matching, and I guess it's time to move on. According to a relationship expert and therapist, Dr. John Gottman, it's important to focus on the positive aspects of your relationship instead of dwelling on what's wrong or what you're missing. Try to appreciate what's good about your partner and your relationship. This can help you feel more satisfied and fulfilled in your relationship. Before we wrap things up, Zesties, let me share with you some anecdotes from prominent people about why settling in a relationship is not a good idea. First, let's hear from media mogul Oprah Winfrey. In her book, What I Know For Sure, Oprah writes, "I know for sure that you cannot give away what you do not have. You can't settle for a relationship that doesn't give you what you need and expect to inspire someone else to give you what you want." Next up is actress and activist Emma Watson. I think she's the Hermione actress. I forgot her name. Anyway, Emma Watson said in an interview with Vogue, "I'm very happy being single. I call it being self-partnered. I think it's very important to be happy and content with your own company and not to settle for less than you deserve." I guess Emma Watson was actually the Hermione character in Harry Potter. Not sure now. Now my brain is playing up with me. Anyway. And finally, let's hear from musician and entrepreneur Jay-Z. In an interview with David Letterman, Jay-Z talked about how important it is to have a partner who challenges you. He said, "We choose partners based on who we are. And if we're growing, then the person that you're with has to be growing as well. You can't be the same person you were when you met." Okay, I think Jay-Z, if I remember, there was a news before that he cheated on Beyoncé and I was really mad about that. I don't know now, but I don't know. It's just a rumor or something. But anyway, I agree with all these anecdotes. And let's say like we judge a person, right? We don't judge a person by its book, but by their choices, I would say. I would think that, you know, like if you see someone who has an abusive partner and they chose to still be with them, in a way, like maybe has some low self-esteem, and then that person might need help too. Like not only the partner, but both of them. Anyway, these anecdotes from prominent figures emphasize the importance of choosing a partner who challenges you, supports your personal growth, and makes you happy. When looking for a partner in life, it is important to focus on qualities that are compatible with your own values and goals. And here are some qualities to consider. Compatibility. Not the compatible meter between your horoscopes, but I don't know whether they work or not. But what I mean is the importance to find someone who is compatible with your lifestyle, interests, and goals. This includes shared values and similar outlooks on life. This depends. You could think this differently because others say that opposites attract, and others would also say that opposites attract, but like poles last, something along those lines. Because maybe one of the partners are much more of an outdoorsy person and the other partner is an indoorsy person. At first, the indoorsy person would go together with the outdoorsy partner and would enjoy, but in the long run, they would realize that they don't really actually enjoy going outdoors because they are an indoorsy person. And that would create a rift in the relationship. So that could be, you know, a cause of a breakup, I would say. Another quality to consider is communication skills. Communication is key to any successful relationship, may it be, you know, romantic partner or friendship or even working relationships. And looking for a partner who is open, honest, and communicates effectively is a quality to find. Another is trustworthiness, of course. Trust is a fundamental aspect of any healthy relationship. We need to find someone who is trustworthy and who you can rely on. That is pretty self-explanatory, Zesties, but sometimes, you know, pretty self-explanatory, but sometimes hard to find. Anyway, another quality to consider is emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand and manage one's own emotions and the emotions of others. A partner who is emotionally intelligent will be able to communicate effectively, handle conflicts with empathy and understanding, and build a strong emotional connection with you. Another important quality to consider is independence. While it is important to be able to rely on your partner, it is also important to find someone who is independent and can pursue their own interests and goals. because you don't want to be like always doing the decision for them, if you know what I mean. Anyway, another good quality is respectful. This is very important, I would say. I mean, a lot of these are important, but it might depend on the ranking for you, which is much more important to you. Mutual respect is crucial for a healthy relationship. Look for a partner who is respectful, kind, and compassionate towards you and others. And I would say that for me, I would like to have a partner, or I am attracted to a person whom I respect more or who I look up to, basically. So yeah. And another one is shared goals and values. Find a partner who shares similar goals and values with you. This includes values such as honesty, integrity, and commitment to personal growth. I remember there was this dating show that I watched. It wasn't too hot to handle, but I forgot, like, it was like a combination or all of the hottest characters in the dating shows lumped together or grouped together for that one show. And then there was this character, I forgot her name.
One eternity later.
Francesca. She was considered the most beautiful of all on that show and a lot of dating shows. And a lot of guys liked her. And then there was this guy, I forgot his name, David or whatever. David. And then he liked Francesca very much. But then Francesca, it's weird because Francesca wanted to get married but doesn't want to be monogamous. But of course, David or the other guy wants to be in a relationship, or let's say wants to marry Francesca, but he prefers that she would be monogamous. So that type of values, it doesn't match, and it would lead to maybe an unhappy relationship in the end. So zesties, remember, finding the right partner takes time and effort. It is important to be patient and keep an open mind while also being true to yourself and your own needs and desires. And also, if you don't find a partner, I mean, it's not the end of the world. So, you know, let's focus on our own happiness, because that's the most important. Because when we are happy and love ourselves, then we can give that happiness and love to others as well. So thank you, Zesties, for tuning in to today's episode. And big shout out to Mitch from California for sending in that email and request. And Mitch, I hope you will find happiness for yourself and find a partner eventually. You deserve to be with someone who makes you happy and fulfilled. It is important to take your time, communicate your needs and values, and be patient when it comes to relationships. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you once again. Don't forget to follow me on social media to join in the conversation, and follow my YouTube channel as well. I share clips and videos and some lifestyle content on that as well. Big shout out as well to our Patreons. Thank you, Jem, for your continued support. And Zesties, for any episode recommendations, please let us know on the comment section or email to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. If you'd like to share your thoughts on this topic, please send a voice memo. Keep it relatively short and send to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. I might feature your entry on a future episode. But if you don't like to send a voice memo and prefer to send it via email like how Mitch did, please continue to do so. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to give me a cup of coffee or two, please head down to the episode notes and click on the link below. Until then, keep living the gleeful life.